I'd call it just a little dairy place, a little dairy, you know, to put the stuff in, to put the kind of stuff in or something like that.
I call it a smokehouse.
Yeah, well, no, a smokehouse you put meat in.
Oh, you can't have
two. Well, we used to have smokehouses and smoke our own meat and had our own meat and grease. And, but you don't see none of that nowadays. That's
but,
about... I mean, I say you don't see that kind of stuff nowadays anymore. Like, people used to make their own meat. They raised their own meat. They made their own meat. They'd dress it themselves and smoke it themselves, you know, put it on a little house, build it, they'd smoke it. And used to be a man that lived right near me, right near my mother and father, when I was about like this boy here or something like that. And you couldn't walk in his smokehouse without bumping yourself some way or another, touching a piece of meat, just as full as he could hang on me. It was the prettiest smoked meat you ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd bury the lard, they'd put it down in these big old, what I'd call a stone jar, a big old stone jar, 5 gallons. And they'd bury them down, like this big little hole, and bury them down on the ground. That lard would be there a year from then, just as pretty as it was put there. So,
it wouldn't go bad?
No, it wouldn't go bad, no, I think.
But, you mentioned a dairy. Now, when you speak of a dairy, you're talking about this little... Was it a sort of a house thing?
Yeah, it was a little house concern, you know. You could walk in, yeah. But we called it dairy place to put the stuff in. Some people called it milk houses. We'd put sweet milk or anything at that.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that's done away with. We don't have that no more.
Is there when people talk about a dairy nowadays, what are they talking about?
You know, they're talking about, like, this little Robert over here, when he runs that milk dairy. That's what they call dairies now, is running a milk dairy like that, but... Used to want nothing like that here.
Mm-hmm.
Want no such a thing.
Did you keep your milk in the dairy too?
Sure, I'd see.
Well, how did you keep it cool?
Well,
it wasn't very cool, not me.
Huh?
It wasn't cool, not me.
Well, it would keep pretty good. It'd keep, see, you'd milk the milk of a morning early. It would generally milk the cows. When you milk the milk, you milk your cows about between the daylight and sunrise. Well, you could strain that milk away and put it in your milk house now, your dairy, as we called it. And it would stay sweet and all right until after the middle of that day. But if you let it sit there long enough, it would come to be what we call a sour. It'd come to be sour. And if you let it sit there long enough, it'd pretty soon be clabbered. It would be clabbered. Then you'd go there and take your spoon or something and scrape the cream off of the clabber and have a bowl of whatever you strain your milk in.
Put
your nicer clabber you wanted to eat just as fine as it could be. And now then it's 2/3 of the people and it won't eat an air mouthful of it. Won't eat it.
Do people make anything from the clabber?
Huh?
Did people ever make anything from
this? Some
they make butter from the milk.
They make butter. I used to own a cow right here. I had a milk cow here that I milked. I made a many pound of butter off of that cow. You take the cream and scream the cream and make your own butter just the same as you want to. Well, I'll have it just tasted just like you go to town and buy it. There ain't no difference in it.